Hi, I'm Carol Sliwa, a senior writer with TechTarget Storage Sites. Joining me today is Mark Stamer. Mark is president and founder of Dragon Slayer Consulting in Beaverton, Oregon. He'll be speaking with us today about the storage implications of switching hypervisors. Mark, VMware still has the dominant hypervisor, but there's a lot more competition these days. From the perspective of data storage, how feasible is a switch from VMware to a different hypervisor?
From the storage perspective, it's not much of an issue at all. You have to make sure that your storage system from your vendor has been certified and that it works with the new hypervisor. But generally speaking, if you're moving from VMware to everyone else, that's not much of an issue. Most of them have self-certification tests that the vendors work with. It's about the same issue as moving from one operating system to another. Does it work with that operating system? The one that will probably have the most requirements would be Microsoft and Hyper-V. You have to make sure that your vendor is certified with Hyper-V and specifically VSS.
You just mentioned Microsoft, but I'm wondering, again, from the storage standpoint, which hypervisor might be easiest to switch to?
Well, easy is always a relative term. If you're using, and again, let's start with VMware. If you're using a lot of their functions, if you're using the VAAI and the VASA APIs in which you've integrated in and you're used to using it from a VMware administrator, you're not going to get the same kind of integration with KVM or Zen Server or Hyper-V. It's a different feel to it from a virtual machine administrator. So if you're using some of the functions like SRM, if you're using some of the functions like Storage vMotion or vSAN, you're not going to necessarily have that from the hypervisor vendors that you're switching to. So you may need third-party software to fill in the gaps. But from the actual storage perspective, the storage system itself, they're all going to be pretty easy to move to.
You just mentioned a lot of VMware storage features. Would any of them complicate a swap to a different hypervisor? And if so, how?
They would, because if you're used to using them and they don't exist on the new hypervisor, you're going to have to find a third-party equivalent that works on that new hypervisor. If it's something that you're dependent on and it doesn't exist with them, like let's say vSAN, you're going to need a third party like Pernix Data or Scale.io from EMC or a variety of other players who fit in that space that will enable you to get similar capabilities. Because as a VMware administrator, you're used to it. Now you're going to become a different hypervisor administrator. You're going to miss it. So it just means that you're going to have to find a third party to go with it. Most of the hypervisor vendors will have a list of products that will provide equivalent features for them.
What steps would an IT user need to take in switching from VMware to a different hypervisor?
Well, first you'd need to set up a pilot to make sure that you're comfortable with the issues that will come up in switching from VMware to another hypervisor. You want to make sure that it works the way that you expect it to work, that it has the performance you expect it to have. Does it work on the equivalent of vMotion or live migration or whatever the case might be? Does it work the same or can you adapt to it? On the DR, does it work in a way that you can adapt to? On the storage management, does it work in a way that you can adapt to? You have to actually do it to make sure that you're comfortable with it. So I would definitely set up a pilot to work out the bugs before you put it into production.
Is there any other advice from a storage perspective you would offer to someone considering a hypervisor switch?
I'd work with my storage vendor to make sure that they're comfortable with the switch too, that they've gone through all the tests, that they can assure you here are the things to look for, because they will have obviously seen all the differences. They will have already experienced it with other customers or at least in their labs. They can tell you what to expect, and that's going to be very important. So I would definitely work closely with my storage vendor or my storage integrator, my storage value-added reseller, whoever sold you the storage equipment, to make sure that it goes smoothly when you go into production.
Thanks, Mark. That concludes our podcast on the storage implications of a hypervisor switch. We appreciate your listening.